B-Pod Studios.
Putting you in the middle of the story, in the middle of the day.
He's already settled some debts with the Cosmo in Vegas.
Oh, the Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, so tell me what you think. Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand, Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime.
What channel is that going to be on?
Amazon Prime.
No. On my TV.
It's not.
So.
I have
NFL Network.
Unless there is a way that it will be on TV. If your team in your market is playing on Thursday Night Football,
for example,
the Patriots are on Thursday Night Football, you will get that on a local channel.
Okay.
So that will probably either be, I think it's Channel 5
okay.
that they've typically done that for. Maybe 4. It's either 4 or 5. But you will get the game in market on those nights.
Now, they usually run it at the same time on NFL Network, too.
No, not now. Not anymore.
They're not doing it anymore.
Not anymore.
Wow.
That's why Amazon is paying $1.32 billion a year.
I know I could.
What was the total number you gave on this, Beetle, for the TV package?
$110 billion over 11 years. It's $10 billion a year.
All right. 10-year deal. Wow. So the Amazon thing is not that big a deal. Do you already access Amazon on your smart TV?
I don't. I usually do Netflix. But the kids will do Amazon.
Yeah, it's right there.
I haven't done the Amazon yet.
It's so incredibly easy.
I would just go to Amazon app. Is it called an app?
You can access it from your cable box.
What if I just say on my
Xfinity?
On Xfinity,
yeah,
next on Amazon. If you say Amazon Prime, it shows up on your TV.
You may have to log in the first time with your regular Amazon Prime credentials, but then I believe it presents as an app on the Xfinity platform.
Cool. Yes,
it does.
Okay.
So that's how you will watch.
That's going to be something different for me to do on a Thursday. I'm excited about that.
I feel like there are a lot of complaints out there about this.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, the off-the-grid people like it, right? Because they got to go out of the way to figure out how to watch TV to begin with.
Do you want to know the one thing that really I don't like about it?
Sure.
I tend to bounce around, especially on a game that is not my team. Yes.
It is a big problem.
And it's, you know what? I'm going to go over there and watch Starship Troopers just for the rest of this, the end of this first quarter. They're probably going to have a threat.
Oh, my God. Ned,
toggling back and forth between an app and a channel on regular TV, not easy.
Better pray to God, too, when you press bounce that Goodfellas isn't just sitting right there too.
Well,
Amazon.
It's easy. It's not like you have to get up and, you know, flip levers and change wires, but it just takes a long time. It's the immediate gratification. It's like a website. If your website doesn't load in 5 seconds, it's dead to me. I don't care. I don't want to see it that bad. I don't want to buy anything that bad. I'm out.
You know what else I ain't got time for? When I click on something and I'm reading something, then all of a sudden these pop up stupid videos and this your ad will, the ad will end in 17 seconds. Delete. Pisses me off. I don't want to read it now.
Hardy, it's to me the biggest problem with anything that is streaming. It's just not intuitive like a cable box is where you can flip around and hit last.
Yeah.
Or you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That would be a great invention, though.
If someone can figure that out for us, that would be great.
It's coming.
They need that.
It's coming.
Because it would help all of these online streaming platforms if you could do it.
You just want to change to another channel during a commercial of the football game.
That's all you want
to
do.
You can, but it's just going to take you a little while to get back to what you were watching. You can try hitting the last button, but then it has to, you know, like get into
load
the app
again.
Oh, that's going to be a problem.
It takes a little bit longer.
Say the Red Sox go deep, and you're going to be in there sitting there watching Thursday Night Football. And now all of a sudden, okay, we got to hurry up and get the Sox game.
That's going to be yes.
How do we do this?
That'll be a problem.
I don't know how to do it.
2021. Yep.
Say the Red Sox go deep.
So you're okay with Amazon?
I'm okay with Amazon. Yeah, because I know it's a common name. Like if it was on like Fulu or
Fulu.
Yeah.
Fubu. I'm sorry, Fubo.
What about
Fubo?
What about Tubi?
I don't know any
YouTube
of those.
TV.
It took me a while to get up on Netflix, and
don't quite have the name down.
What about DAZN?
DAZN? What's that?
DAZN.
I thought that was DAZN, they call that.
That's DAZN.
DAZN? That's what it's called?
I've heard people say DAZN. No, it's DAZN.
It's all confusing.
I think it's DAZN.
DAZN. DAZN.
DAZN.
So if Sosie was here.
He DAZN.
At least it's a big name.
Yeah.
Big streaming part.
Amazon. You say Amazon.
And
big woman.
No. I would also say that I don't get upset with the NFL for getting their money.
Why would you?
They got $1.32 billion a year out of Amazon. They don't care about you. They care about themselves.
Right.
They care about their money. That's why Amazon said, we'll buy this. Yeah. We'll buy a Thursday night package from you for an insane amount of money.
NFL's
for a bunch
product.
Of bad football.
It's a good product.
I mean, Amazon is trying to get in this game. They've been chipping away at it with some of the things that they've done with the NFL. Now they get a full-blown day of the week that they get NFL rights. Unfortunately, they're at the bottom of the totem pole on this, and they get the worst of the products. Good luck with that. Good luck with Thursday night. Thursday night football typically blows. So if you want to get people to fire up the app on Thursday nights,
yeah.
You think you're going to make money on that, go for it. Do you think anyone's going to go out of their way to sign up for Amazon Prime
so
because
mean,
Thursday night football is a product?
So you mean like you could watch it on your laptop then?
Yeah.
Or an iPad?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can do that now already. But
how?
A number of different ways.
Okay. That's neat.
By the way, this does not involve any rights that they will sell for Sunday Ticket. And there's a lot of discussion as to whether or not they will sell it back to DirecTV or they will start their own streaming platform like MLB has. But this $110 billion, $10 billion a year,
yeah,
doesn't even include potentially more money for their rights. And this will net each team, if you just divvy it up, about $280+ million per year.
Mm.
Every team's going to get $280 million a year just on the TV stuff without selling a single ticket or a single beer or parking spot.
Yeah, I think we should recarpet.
Nachos.
I think we should recarpet the locker room this year or maybe put some fresh paint down
there.
Right. Yeah. You guys want that walk-in whirlpool? No problem.
Maybe take parking down a smidge or two.
I'm sure Robert Kraft is in the office right now saying, guys, let's make the parking free this year.
I don't know. Maybe just somewhere south of $50.
You know what? I think they're going to reduce ticket prices, too, as a thank you.
Free food. Grab and go.
Yeah.
Your first pick out, grab and go.
First hot dog and soda is free.
That'd be great.
Jumbo you can get parking cheap.
Oh, wouldn't that be neat?
What?
If they gave like one of those vouchers, like your first to welcome
home-cooked
people,
meatball.
Welcome people back to Gillette Stadium. Your first hot dog and soda are on us.
Jumbo home cooked meatball.
Yeah.
Fountain drink.
Put your hands out. I'm gonna put it in your hands. What do I do with this?
Fan
meatball?
Appreciation.
How do you eat the meatball?
With a fork and a
knife.
No,
I'm talking at a sporting event.
Yeah, with a fork and a knife.
Where do you put it?
Well, I don't
That's
know.
It's a little tray, like a little nacho tray.
Yeah, but I could just see that. That's got splashing.
I'll tell you where they probably
like an ice cream cone.
It was probably on top of the trash barrel in the concourse.
Oh, that's disgusting. Right,
cutting your meatball while leaning it on the trash.
Do you have any grated Parmesan for this?
On a sink.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The trash cans are often used as tables in arenas. I don't even know if they have the big trash cans anymore. They're probably like, brushed aluminum, stainless steel appliances now,
probably.
The way arenas look. They're so nice. Arenas are really classy. The Garden's a really classy joint these days.
I told you.
I liked
going in there, and it's like that. I didn't feel like I was at a game ever.
It's weird.
I could just walk around the concourse.
Weird.
This is great.
You know what? That's the problem with the new arena in Detroit where the Red Wings play.
It's so nice, and
the restaurants are so nice. People are going into the restaurants, and they're hanging out there, and they're not going back to their seats.
That would be Zona.
Yeah, that'd be us. Hey, get us another one of them seafood towers, please.
Hard to put a seafood tower on a trash can. A
little bit more tartar on the next one.
You can balance it. You can.
Oh, my God. Where should I cut this meatball? Oh, I know where I'll cut it. I'll go in the bathroom, the men's bathroom.
On top of the urinal.
On top of the paper towel dispenser next to where my man Chuck's taking a growler. Yeah. I'll just cut it right here. said you have cheese?
The little stand next to the urinal with the beer.
From under cheese. Yeah.
617-779-0985. I already see calls on the board that say the TV deal is absolutely bogus. Some thoughts on Deshaun Watson, Nelson Agholor.
Yes, let's go.
Jimmy G. We've got all that coming. We'll get to it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. Solani and Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
Are we going to end up watching wild turkeys just pecking at the field?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
When I come around, heard you cry out loud. What happened to these guys?
They all went deaf from listening to music too loud in their headphones.
Wow. What do you mean what happened to them?
Still around. Still
making very
albums.
Much around. Are still they? Very much making all kinds of money, too.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Good for them.
617-779-0985. Do you have another paper towel in your headphones?
I like that. I actually like the way that felt.
Good Lord. Who do you want to talk to?
Just take the first call.
The first one?
No.
You said it.
Here we go.
You said it. First one on.
I tried.
Line one. Yeah. What is with your headphones?
Turn the headphones down.
They're not down. No, you're going to go deaf. You're going to go. You already are
listen,
deaf.
Take it off. Listen.
No, I'm not putting your headphones on. You have to turn them down, though. If it's feeding this. Back when you get within a foot of the microphone, they're too loud.
I like my other.
Okay. Paulie in the truck. Go ahead, Paulie.
I saw Zoe's brains are leaking out of his right ear earlier today. That is a to-do for the big bad bug, I'd say. That poor guy, he just keeps on suffering. Poor Zoe, you poor kid. But first of the call me for cabbage, I have an objection to your call me for cabbage comment. That's a really nutritious meal. With
it's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's pig slop.
Cabbage. I mean, I have a lot of things to do. You know, I'm late from work.
You ever live on a farm?
I'll eat cabbage in a nice slaw.
You know what they do?
I don't want it cooked.
They cut up the cabbage, the corn, the carrots, and they put it in pig slop.
I like the tradition. You guys spoke on the tradition. I was unaware of that part of it. How it's an American tradition, and it's the poor people that first came to this country of Ireland. Now they had to put it all together. The most nutritious meal they could. And I'll, being part Italian, I'll eat anything as long as it doesn't eat me first. Anyway, and that guy from the guy JP down in Rhode Island, he gave you guys some bad steer. Does anybody good Italian knows that you don't eat chicken parm? It's more like fruit of the mare on a Friday during the Lenten season. Now I want to talk about the offensive line.
We'll do that another day.
Good pick today, Tebow.
Steven at bakery, you used to. It's over there by Awaken.
Montilio's in Quincy.
Oh, I drove by there.
They have multiple locations.
I bet
but
they have good Zeppelins.
They have good everything.
I mean, it looks it. You could just tell by the awning.
Yeah.
Like, what is that place?
The awning?
Yeah.
You can tell by
it's
the
just
awning.
It's fancy.
100%.
You can tell by the awning. That place has great cakes.
Sure, yeah. Like, you want to go eat there or you want to go eat a taste?
Great cakes right? there.
Yep. Oh, that's good cookies, too. I'm not a cookie person. You know me. I don't like sweets. I'm like, that place, if I like sweets, I bet that would be a hit.
Look at that awning. Not a single rip.
It's probably like it's like next to Satrielli's in the Sopranos where you got to go. They probably
Satrielli's,
have white boxes. White boxes.
You could tell by the front door.
White boxes.
That handle.
Tied by string. Right?
Mm-hmm. I don't think they do the string anymore, though. The string is sort of gone out of style.
String's classy.
It's more tape now than it is string.
Is
a little
it?
Scotch tape on the box instead of, I remember that. Remember the string used to come down from the ceiling?
Yeah.
Don't they still do it like at Mike's?
You'd be like, how do you do it?
It's in like, how nice. I don't want to unwrap it.
Modern in the North End. T-Bone, you used to live there in the North End.
Yeah, they all
before
do it.
They do the string still?
Before the unpleasantness.
Cafe Victoria does it, don't they?
Yeah.
They do the string?
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, good stuff.
That's class. Throwback. It's nice.
I could go for an espresso right now. Nice. Dip a cannoli in there.
I'm sorry? Dip the cannoli? I don't think cannolis are a dipping food.
Yeah, they are.
Biscotti.
Biscotti.
Why would you dip it? You get the espresso, you drink it, you're done with it. You get on with your life.
No, but you were thinking,
well, I'm thinking of a cappuccino, nice, like a nice hard,
yeah, biscotti.
Like a hard biscotti. Yeah.
Or something to snack. Not a cannoli. A cannoli, you're not dipping into your coffee.
Have you watched any of the Stanley Tucci show, Finding Italy?
No, I have not.
No.
I had no interest in it. My neighbor mentioned it. Marcy's been watching it. We turned it on the other night. It's fantastic. It's all about like going to different places in Italy and having the authentic food from.
How do you watch it without eating?
We were eating when we were watching it. Thank God. But it's, you know, like the place, like the best pizza in Italy, and then like the place where they make the mozzarella.
Oh,
like that day, and it's like it's the one cheese that has to be had fresh, and he's sampling it, and like the milk is like squirting out of like the balls of the mozzarella that's coming out of the water, and he's you know, he's sampling the tomatoes where they make the sauce, and you know, going to where the. Like, I'm not a foodie by any means, but it's
now,
really, it's good. Yep. If you have no interest in it.
But I am going to Italy this summer now.
No, but I would consider it at least. Tucci convinced me.
Now it's in the conversation.
And he speaks Italian too, so it's fun. There's a lot of subtitles back and forth, but it's like half English and half Italian.
Yeah.
So he's having the real conversations with these people. You can tell it's not like he's not doing this for a paycheck. He's doing it because this is what he wants to be doing.
Adam and Lowell on the new TV deal in the NFL. Everybody's getting rich off of it. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I don't like it because I was already paying extra to get the NFL Network for specifically like Thursday Night Football, maybe the draft. God knows I'm not watching anything else of their garbage product that they put on there. I mean, on top of that, I'm sick of people saying, no, streaming's great now. You don't run into any issues anymore. Yes, you do. Every game I try to watch streaming, no matter where I am, it skips or pauses or it's like, oh, hold on, it's reloading. It's BS. And on top of that, Bezos is a scumbag. I'm not giving him any money. I'm looking forward to pirating all these games. Thanks, guys.
Okay. I am going to have a major problem not able to flick off when it goes to commercial and whatever their ad they're shoving down your throat. I'm going to be bouncing, especially
if
the game.
Because the game won't be good enough to keep your attention.
Yeah.
It's Thursday Night Football.
This is going to be actually more of a pain in the ass than I just say, it's not a big deal. It's actually a pain in the ass.
I bet viewership numbers absolutely
will go
down. No doubt about it. The numbers go down. But
you're
going
to get all the kids.
League doesn't care.
They don't care. They're going to just get cutting checks.
It's about getting paid.
Yeah.
They got paid. They don't care about the ratings. And I think over the life of this deal, the NFL will care less about ratings.
Yeah.
Because their ratings have been down slightly the last couple of years. And the network still said, here's $110 billion.
Ugh.
Oh, okay. How much do those ratings really matter in terms of them getting paid? They're still some of the best on TV, and that's all that does matter at the end of the day, even if they're down slightly. They still got paid. Good for them. Ryan in the truck. Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
Yeah, I guess he's not there.
Ryan.
Victor and Drake. Hi, Victor.
Hey, guys. Hey, so you're absolutely right. If the awning in a restaurant is not looking good, I'm not walking into it.
I like it. Like when I walk into an Italian joint, I like the striped awning. Right when you pull up and a little red carpet.
But Victor, does a good awning automatically make the place good?
Like yes. Luciano's has one.
If the awning is bad, I'm not walking in, though.
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
Luciano's,
you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, though, I did talk about the receivers, but one thing, Dan Vitale, how good do you think he's going to do for this team? He opted out last year. We're trying to go into a running game. We need a good fullback. Just a thought about that. But my initial point about the receivers, do you think we overpaid the market? We're looking at the Fuller deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
Which receiver would have been better for this team, Aguilar or Fuller? Or did the injury history of Fuller cause the Patriots not trying to go for him? Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay. And Fuller
steroids
signed today.
Might be a red flag there, too.
I'd be iffy on him because of the injuries. I know Manny Sanders has been off and on, often hurt. Same thing with Sanu and those type of guys. I'd bunch them together. Did the Patriots overpay? We talked about this yesterday. But I'm not going to fault them for picking up two guys on Monday. If they thought guys were going to be off the board and, shoot, someone's going to come in and break bank for Juju Smith-Schuster or Galladay, so we're out on them. We're going to go to the next rung, and we're going to make sure we get those guys and get them paid. So he did that. And after it, you sit here and look at it, and maybe the receiver money isn't quite what everybody thought it was going to be. So it's an overpayment at the position for those two. I don't think you overpaid at the tight end position. You're getting great value there. Those are the two best. You got them. And now what are you going to do with them? My question is, do you have enough balance? We know what Aguilar can do. We know what Bourne can do. You still need that inside scoop guy. And to his original question about Vitaly, I have no clue. I know he opted out. He's back. But
like a forgotten guy.
Jakob Johnson played pretty well.
Jakob.
Yeah. Bill likes him. So Vitaly could be on his way out. I don't know, though. So could become expendable.
Will Fuller. I don't give big contracts to PED guys after they get bagged. It's just not good practice because there's always the risk that the PED guy got scared and stopped taking his PEDs.
Well, it's not only that, or that he's going to be back on them.
That's okay.
Once that first injury pops up.
I mean, once you get back on them, you're the same guy again.
All you can do is pass that test.
I stay away from PED guys after they've played well on their PEDs, and they may not continue to take them because they got caught. He served a 6-game suspension for it.
Here's what's scary, and I've talked to somebody that's played in the game, doesn't play anymore, but dabbled in some of that stuff.
And save your emails with the, oh, dare you stop. They're all, everyone's dabbling in the PEDs.
Oh, no.
Give me a break.
This is not local here. I got a buddy that did it. And he's like, the stuff that's available to us.
Oh, it's designer.
He said it's laughable when guys get busted. He said the good users.
There you go.
The good users.
That's a real take right here.
Sit there and laugh.
This is real info.
At the dumbasses that have it sent to their house or use their own charge card or, hey, I got it from a guy down at Gold's Gym and this guy told me to take these. No. They have so much stuff to help not detect this type of stuff on urine tests. It's so micromanaged.
So the culture in the NFL so now clear. Is the players laugh at the guys who get caught.
No. Not the whole NFL.
Oh, you
dummy. The guys that know how to use it and prolong their careers.
Right.
Laugh the stupid ones. They're like, oh, give me some of that. Yeah, just ship it to my house.
How dumb are you to get caught?
Yeah, dummy. Yeah, check the dates. How much are you randomly tested? Yeah.
But once they get tested, then they start getting scared, and they weren't the smart guys to begin with on the PED stuff because they got bagged, like Will Fuller did. Hardy has our headlines right now.
Aww.
We're going to do headlines.
Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Go.
Come on. Right now. Go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is why you do the show. You take chances. You give takes. Sometimes they blow up in your face. You look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
By the way, a lot of speculation that the DirecTV Sunday ticket will eventually move to ESPN Plus, maybe in 2024. I've seen some of that. Speculative right now.
Okay.
What it is. Also, here's what I do like about the new deal. You can get flexed, not just to Sunday night now, you can get flexed into Monday Night Football.
I do like that.
I do like that. Monday Night Football can become more meaningful that way.
Imagine how many of those back in the day, the Brady Manning games would have got flexed. But if you're CBS, you're going to protect that. I mean, or if you're NBC for Sunday Night Football. Yeah, anybody that would have those type of matchups would protect that type of game. You still got the protection, though, right? You're still going to have
it. I don't know how limited or expanded it is. I have no idea.
Right.
But I do know that. Typically, the only thing you could flex into was Sunday Night Football. Oh. Now you can flex into Monday Night Football, too.
Oh.
What?
No, I just figured this out.
What?
That was I was having a problem?
Yeah.
You could push this down, and it goes in both ears. Like, I could balance now. That was a problem. All right. We're ready. Wow.
Yes, because Wallach sits there in the morning.
And he has got that whole deaf thing, ear, you know? Tumor in his ear.
Yeah, so he cranks it to one side.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a problem.
Wow. Everything sounds different. This is great.
Yep,
that's why I would be turning up my headphones all the
because
time.
One of the ears was so soft.
One was soft, and I'm trying to get that one working. Or nope.
No, there's balance control on
simple.
That.
Very simple.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Real quick here. Geno Atkins released.
I know I saw that.
Cut by the Cincinnati Bengals.
Been there a long time.
That guy's a good player. He and Dunlap were really good players there when they were together.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell's Dunlap?
Remember all those Super Bowls those guys won there in Cincinnati?
That was Burt's
all
team.
The playoff games they won?
That was Burt's sexy pick every year. Oh, they're loaded. That team's loaded. Yep. This is the year for Marvin. Is it?
Mm. Is it?
Is it?
Matt in Manchester, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry, I'm struggling with a speakerphone.
Oh, sorry.
I was just wondering if now that Ben White and Budon are in, if that makes Chase Winovich on the trade block. He's been in Bill's doghouse for half a year. He doesn't really like the thing he's doing with his brand, and he wouldn't really see the field. We'll hang up and listen.
All right, an interesting question. Would this prohibit Winovich from playing more? Would this put him on a trade block? I don't think it would put him on a trade block. You get two good young players in Uche and Winovich. And we started to see Uche at the end of the year make some nice plays, you know, from a physicality standpoint and from a guy that flies to the football. Like, he looked athletic at times, even in that game against Buffalo. Winovich got in trouble against the run. He would go down inside and he would get caved in and he would lose containment. What this, I think, is going to be able to do is you're going to be able to spot him. Now, all of a sudden, he becomes a third down guy. Just go get the quarterback. What is Winovich's forte? Getting into the backfield to go get the quarterback, right? Find a way to where you've got a double Judon or you're running Hightower on a blitz and Van Noy on a back end TE game. Now all of a sudden, you got Winovich on the other side. I've talked about this with Ninkovich. And it's about being creative up front to where our scheme defensively, we would know who had to get doubled, which would create the ultimate one-on-one. And whichever guy that is, whether it was me, or whether it was Van Noy, or whether it's somebody else, or Jamie, you got to win that one-on-one. So if you're going to be able to put Winovich on the field with these guys, your first attention is looking to block Judon and Van Noy and those guys. And you got to keep Godchild in the middle because he's a big guy. And if you're bringing one of those backers, now all of a sudden it's five blocking five, where Winovich is turned loose on the back. Now that's a win. That's where he's got to win. So you're going to be able to create spots and opportunities, I think, for Chase that you're going to be able to use. And I think Uche is going to be in a rotation on one of those sides, not with Winovich. Winovich is different than Uche.
But some of that stuff that the caller said, like...
Plus you got Jennings, too. Go ahead.
Well, he just took it for granted. Like, Winovich in the doghouse. They don't like how he's doing his brand. I'm like, look, if they could have their choice, I'm sure most teams would say, no, don't do anything other than football and concentrate. But... is it really a problem? Has Chase really, from what you've heard, Zoe?
Nope.
Has he actually gotten into trouble for any of the stuff that he's done promoting whatever he's doing outside of football?
Everybody I talked to down there said he's the same guy that you guys think. He's a little out there, something different. The guy's a different guy, but everybody loves him. Yeah. No. And if they had a problem with it, they would have got to us 2 weeks into it and said, we're not doing this interview
it's
anymore.
It's like Gronkowski came on Touch and Rich once, and that was it. That's and it's it. Like,
Rob, nope.
We do have a problem with that, and here's how we're going to demonstrate that. He's never coming on again. That's not the case with Chase. He was on with us every week.
Yep. We never got Gronkowski in a production meeting because I said everything on TV about him that he told me in the production meeting. That's what production meetings are for. Bill didn't like it. So I asked him, what's the ultimate coverage? Like, if I'm a defensive coordinator, do I play cover two? Do I jammy at the line of scrimmage? What's the ultimate coverage? How do I stop a guy like you? There's no stopping a guy like me. There's no coverage that can contain me. So I took it on air. And then I guess Bill started his Monday meeting after that. So, Rob, there's no coverage that contain you, huh? I guess cover four nickel, with a jam on the front. You're going to run right through that, huh? I guess no more interviews. Nope. He's not going down there to production meetings anymore. So I got him in trouble. But you tell me stuff in there, and I'm going to use it. That's what those production meetings are for, to help us tell more of a story during the broadcast. It was after he had a great catch. I think we were down in Carolina, actually, in a preseason. He went right down the middle, caught it. I'm like, yeah, he's uncoverable. He even told us that in a production meeting. I said, Rob, what kind of coverage would it find? Should I use to cover you? I'm uncoverable.
Oh, boy.
What do you got, 12 guys over there? Yeah. And you know him.
I'm just surprised. I'm surprised that you repeated it because, you know, you.
Normally you're so tight-lipped.
I.
You never repeat anything. I mean, you usually keep everything very close to the vest.
Yeah.
And I mean, your secrets are safe with Zoe. That's what they say around here at the office.
Is that what they say?
Oh, yeah. No, it is. It's what they say.
I ain't saying anything.
Everyone who's here today in the office says that.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, all five people.
There's not five people here.
I bet you can't find four people out there.
Walk That's what
outside.
I'm saying.
Yeah. Count the parking spaces. How many cars are here? Six?
It's not like someone from corporate is here 2 days in a row.
I've got some very positive Red Sox news. Do you want to hear it?
That'd be great.
We'll throw that in the mix. More of your calls on the Patriots after they had another move last night. David Andrews back to New England. Some great news on the Red Sox. We'll share it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, B. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Mo with the bases loaded. And this ball is hit well down the right field line. It's out of here. The Red Sox win it. Mo Vaughn. Seventh career grand slam, and the Red Sox win it 9-7, scoring seven runs on seven batters in the bottom of the ninth.
Is that a hit dog?
That was opening day at Fenway. That's what that was.
My man Mo
against Seattle. I'm guessing that was a broadcast on channel 68.
Yeah. Tyler, do you know who Mo Vaughn is?
Of course I do.
Okay.
1995 AL MVP.
Yeah.
He's reading his Wikipedia page.
And as much as I love that he was the 95 AL MVP, you know why it is he was the AL MVP in 95, right?
What do you mean, Beetle?
The writers didn't want to vote for Albert Bell because they hated him.
Oh.
Because he was a prick. That's why. Go. And Mo Vaughn,
bastards.
Mo Vaughn benefited from that and was named MVP. That was not a slam dunk for him to win the MVP, but I'm sure as hell happy that he did.
Hit dog.
It was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I think Jerry Callahan wrote the story for SI. Mo Valuable was the cover of SI when that happened. Here's the good news. This from Chad Finn, and I'm guessing it was in the form of a press release or something that Chad reported on Twitter. Ellis Burks is joining Nesson as a color and studio analyst. This on Red Sox broadcasts on Nesson.
Who's out?
There is no change in the role for Eck and Remy. He'll just be in the rotation with those guys. In addition to that, and here's the really... By the way, I like Ellis Burks. Great.
Yeah, no.
Grew up watching him, too. Here's one for you. Here's where it gets good. Mo Vaughn, Jonathan Papelbon, and Kevin Youkilis will each contribute once per week to the studio programs on Nesson. I'm waiting for Zoe's reaction. Can't tell.
I think Papelbon will be awful.
Why?
Because I just remember his horrendous times on the early edition or late edition.
He's a loose cannon. He's terrific. You'll never know what this guy will say.
He was not good for TV.
How so?
I just remember him with Tangway.
Because he's about three quarters dopey, that's why.
Yeah, he's a bit dumb.
Part because he doesn't get it.
Not the brightest bulb.
Yeah.
That's why I love it.
I think Mo's going to be great.
Mo's going to be awesome.
Mo will be great. Who's the other one? So Papelbon? Oh, Uke. Oh, Uke gets it.
Love it.
Nice.
This is great.
That's good. I think Papelbon will be borderline disaster.
You will get me to tune in every single time Mo Vaughn is on. Yep, I'm watching.
It's a Boston fan.
That's
stupid.
Nesson does a lot of weird stuff. Okay? A lot of stuff I wouldn't advise them to do. This one is a winner. This is a winning idea.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with this over at Nesson. Mo Vaughn, Jonathan Papelbon, Kevin Youkilis.
What's the dating show they used to do?
And they're all going to do it once a week.
They do have some odd programming choices and selections of people. That's all. We'll leave
that
it at that.
That show they do at night, man. I don't know what the hell that thing's all about.
Do those people do it from here? Like, are they local?
It feels like it's all in front of a green screen.
Feels like it's in front of a green screen.
I don't know any of the people on this show. I have no idea who any of them are.
No, nobody does. It's
weird. I don't know. I don't know what the hell it's all about.
It's just odd when Matt Chatham and Wiggy are the two most popular people at Nesson on TV.
Sports.
Other than Dell and them when they do the hockey.
We're going to be real cool about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep doing you.
Sit in the chair.
Bring back Nesson Sports Desk if you don't mind. Give me a little Nesson Sports Desk. Not the new version of the Sports Desk. I'm talking circa 1997 Sports Desk, where you'd have that scroll that gives you all the scores during the broadcast.
You're asking for too much now.
And then you put in the old Pawtucket Red Sox score or the, you know, double-A score from Winston-Salem or something. You know, all those things. I need all of that.
There's something about
the highlights.
There's something about that show. It makes it seem like they're just inserting, like, the names of the team and changing it from market to market. Like, it doesn't seem like truly localized. It's like, yeah, I can't believe how good the Bruins were last night.
It's like the Wayne's World commercials right now for Uber Eats.
They sure were. Watch this goal from Pastrnak.
Get ready for
tonight's
game. The Bruins will be back
on the road
for the next three.
Yeah.
Hardy's got it.
It's kind of disjointed.
Well, that's all good news on the Red Sox.
What else you want to do? What do you want to watch? Mad Fish more? Watch the Mad Fisherman? He's Charlie Moore. Yeah. What was that other dating show they did with Fitzy?
I don't know.
What's the name of that? Pocket Money?
Is it called Pocket Money? That wasn't a dating show. It was like a.
No, Robbie Roadsteamer went on some Nesson dating show.
Sox Appeal.
Sox Appeal. That's right.
Roadsteamer was on that?
Roadsteamer went on it. Not as Roadsteamer.
They did a date up on a green monster during a game. It was like the most uncomfortable show ever.
Just as Rob Pitillo, he went on.
He was Rob.
Was he dating?
It was a date.
Someone's dating him.
How'd it go for him? Did he find love?
I don't think so.
Chris in Newton. Hi, Chris.
How's it going, fellas? What's up, though?
What's up?
I have a theory, and my theory, you can blow it out of the water, but I think that Bill's looking at, like, Tennessee, and he's trying to build this bully, physical, control the middle of the field, two tight end kind of thing, which makes me think that he doesn't want a big passing, throw it down the field quarterback. He's going to play ball control.
Well, you shouldn't have paid all that money for the tight ends. You got two really good pass-catching tight ends, which leads me to believe this is going to be much less than the Baltimore Raven offense or the offense the Texans ran against us. Remember, but that was a copycat because we had so many struggles with Baltimore that they compacted it and they went three tight ends, and they ended up throwing touchdowns out of it. I think it's just a copycat thing. I think what Bill's trying to do is reestablish the damn line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Both sides of the ball. You lose Tooney. You lose some toughness. You lose some edge up front. You're potentially going to lose Andrews. You lose a road grader in Cannon. Cannon's a good run blocker. So you need to fulfill that on the offensive side of the ball. And then on the defensive side of the ball, he had a big boy in Godchow. And then Anderson kid's a big kid. And Wise is continuing to pack on the weight. He looked like a different guy last year because he gained weight, bulked up. So you mix that in and Judon, and you know, you got a little bit of an offensive and defensive line that can control the line of scrimmage on both sides. I think that's what Bill's trying to do. Get back to winning football games, and it starts up front on both sides. Less about we're going to be what the Titans are, the Ravens are, you know. How's it working for the Ravens now, that three tight end offense with that quarterback in it? Not too good, right? They'll win games. They'll get you to 9 games. Maybe they'll knock on the door at 10. Is that team ever going to win in the playoffs, though? You got to be able to throw the ball in this league. It's great to run it, but you got to be able to throw it. Throw it wins games.
Updates on various items. The signing of David Andrews. Yeah. We've talked about that today. The possibility of the Patriots checking in on Deshaun Watson. And the latest on Stephon Gilmore. Want to hit on all of these? We'll do it right after headlines. There are no commercials here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.